Father Church. Welcome to Confession of Faith 2021. It is week 31, and today is Article 9 of the Baptist Faith and Message, The Kingdom. Talking about the Kingdom of God, which you can already see a preview there at the beginning of the answer to this, right here. The Kingdom of God. I'll pray for us, and then we'll launch right into it. Father, we thank you. We worship you for who you are, your holiness, your righteousness, your justice. We worship you and thank you for your patience with us, your mercy and your grace toward us, your benevolence, your kindness to give us good thing after good thing, and your care and compassion for us as we suffer through trials and temptations and all kinds of afflictions in this world. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness to us in Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, the kingdom. What is the kingdom of God? Here you go. The kingdom of God includes two things it's going to give us. Both his general sovereignty over the universe. All right, so that's a point about the fact that God is God over all things. He's sovereign ruler over all things. That's why it says general. All things. His general sovereignty or his general rulership and charge over the universe, over all things. Then there's a conjunction. And his particular kingship over men who willfully acknowledge him as king. This is specific. This is narrow. This is his particular kingship, his sovereignty, his ruling over men who willfully acknowledge him as king. Men, there's not about gender. It's another word for saying people. Men and women, mankind, out of mankind. Who are those who willfully acknowledge God as king? So this is his kingdom, as opposed to who we used to be outside of his kingdom, rebels against God. He's now saved us. He's adopted us as his very own children and possession, and he's reconciled us to himself. He has transferred us into his kingdom. So if we don't say anything else, when we hear the word kingdom, we're thinking in two ways. One, general, God rules over all things. And then, number two, specifically, he rules over his people, his kingship over his people. Now, the next sentence really gets to the heart of it, and then I'll come back to this after I read through this paragraph. I want to give you the way that I have chosen to summarize the key point about the kingdom of God, and it's very close to what this next sentence says. Particularly, the kingdom is the realm of salvation. So it's a spiritual thing. Particularly, the kingdom is the realm of salvation into which men enter by trustful, childlike commitment, faith. You could say faith. Trustful, childlike commitment to Jesus Christ. This is the kingdom of God, the realm of salvation, as opposed to the realm of darkness. So you see right there a little glimpse into the nature of the kingdom of God. It is a spiritual reality. The kingdom of God presently resides in the hearts of God's people, where Christ lives and reigns by grace. Through faith, Christ lives, Christ reigns in the hearts of his people. It's a realm of salvation. They've been saved. They've been taken out of the domain of darkness, brought into the domain of light. They've been taken out of the domain of lostness and brought into the domain of salvation. We've been changed from rebels to children. And we can go on and on and on with the way, different ways to contrast who I used to be, who you used to be outside of Christ, and now who we are in Christ. And the way that summarized all this spiritual reality, this realm of salvation, is the kingdom of heaven. Christians ought to pray and labor that the kingdom may come, God's will be done on earth. Full consummation of the kingdom awaits the return of Jesus Christ and the end of this age. So God is not done advancing his kingdom. He's not done bringing sinners into his kingdom. The kingdom has not reached its full and final stage yet. It is not fully unveiled. Although the kingdom has come, it's not come in its fullness. So we pray for that, and we eagerly wait for that, and we labor and pray and work and seek the lost out of love, wanting them to come into the joys and the delights of Jesus Christ, the salvation that he has. All right, let me go back up to this other sentence and just give you the way I summarize it. The kingdom of God, whenever I introduce it, this is how I summarize it. But I would like to say that this is just the way I summarize the kingdom, whether I'm introducing it or whether we're talking about it for, you know, the 100th time. Maybe you've been learning about the kingdom of God for 20 years. Well, it hasn't changed what it is. We can grow deeper in the knowledge of it, but it hasn't changed. The way I summarize the kingdom of God is it is God's saving reign in Christ. Five words. It's God's saving reign in Christ. It's the kingdom of God. So, of course, we say it's God's, which means it comes from him. It belongs to him. He's the one working in it. It exists for him and for his glory. It's God's saving reign. It's a saving reign expresses two things. Number one, like they say in this point here, it's the realm of salvation. It's about God saving sinners. This is what the kingdom's about. God forgiving our sins, making us right with him, bringing us into a relationship with him forever. That's being saved. This is God's saving reign. It's also the way he exerts his authority on the world. It is a real kingdom where God rules. He conquers our enemies for us. He protects us. He provides for us. He guides us. He directs us. He's a king. He governs over us. He commands us. He's a king. He reigns. He rules. But it's a saving reign. It's a reign of salvation. It's a realm of salvation. God's saving reign in Christ. In Christ has to be there. This is the way God saves. This is the way God reigns. This is the way God reveals himself. This is the way God brings sinners into a relationship with himself. This is the way we worship him when we come to church on Sunday. This is the way you pray to him when you're at home alone. Here's how. In Christ. It is in Christ. And that we say the same kind of thing about the kingdom of God. It's God's saving reign in Christ. Let me get these cross-references up on the screen so you can see them and not have to go look them up. But again, I say this every week. I think this is bfm.sbc.net. BFM, Baptist Faith and Message, .sbc.net. Has all the hyperlinks right there. Has the whole confession, or the whole statement of faith, rather. And easy to navigate, easy to use. Lots of good cross-references. What a great catalyst for prayer and Bible study and for discussion about these things. And again, that's what the catechisms we do on Sunday, the confessions we do on Monday, they're all meant to be practical tools for your discipleship, to be a springboard for you, for your prayer, for your Bible study, for your devotions. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in Christ. We worship you in a particular way right now for your mercy. We call upon you to work in power and mercy in our lives and in the lives of those around us and in our church and through our church and in our community, that we might return praise and glory unto you for all that you are and all that you're doing in Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining me again. Let me just say, God bless you. God be with you. And I will see you on Sunday for Catechism. Be the 32nd Lord's Day, and I'll see you next Monday for Confession of Faith, week 32. God bless you.